And welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com every night until 1 o'clock on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the El Pacifico here on the West Coast. And we're online at philhenryshow.com with live streaming video of the show for free. Or you can get a video cast of the show live and streaming and like that. And that is part of our premium package. Or you can go to TuneIn and listen to the show on the Phil Henry channel on TuneIn. And that starts tonight. Every night, 7 to 10, and that also is free. The reason why we say free is we also have a premium offering on our website, which is our Phil Henry Show website, our subscription page, and that has tons and tons and tons and hours and hours and hours and thousands of hours of audio as well as our video cast archive.
I think, and I this is just speaking for me, but if you want to hear the full shows, is that right, Phil?
Yes.
That is a great bargain to get the full video cast and the full subscription.
Yeah, did you get one?
Did I get what?
Did you get a subscription?
Yes, did you get a subscription?
No, I did not, because... Well,
oh, so you didn't?
I don't need to, because I'm here.
Yeah, but you can't hear...
Never mind, bud, I'm talking.
No, Margaret, don't... She doesn't have to explain, it's fine. I know you work here, and so you...
Well, I'm waiting for my password and username. Don't we get...
No, not necessarily, unless you have been checked out thoroughly, and...
What do you mean, checked out thoroughly? What is he talking about?
He's screwing around. We'll get you a password and a username, Margaret. If you work here, I suppose you have every right to accept and are entitled to, you know, free access. All right, we wanted to talk, you know, about a number of things tonight, but I was online today at... Facebook dot whatever the hell, Phil Henry fans, that was it.
Now you spend an awful lot of time on a website that you think is housing some of the world's real microcephalic, mentally deranged individuals. And
thank you, General, very much for your opinion.
General, you don't have to talk about that on the air.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that on the air, was I?
No, so I was over there on Facebook. And it was an interesting experience. I told you about this kid, right?
Well, this is some boy in Vancouver. You say boy, right?
I got to figure this kid's in high school. In fact, I think I saw secondary school. Isn't that high school?
Yeah, pick up in Canada, that's what they call it.
What is it with you in Canada? Canada!
Go Canada, man.
Yeah, well, okay.
Canada.
He gets confused because of La Cañada, and at least he's not calling it Cañada, right?
Well, he did call it Cañada for a while.
What?
You called Canada Cañada.
Why is it called La Cañada?
That's because the name of the town is La Cañada, but the country is Canada.
Why?
Because in Canada, that's the way they want it. That's why. See? That's why your name is Bud and not Bood or Butt, because we decide to pronounce it the proper way and the way you probably prefer it. Right?
What?
Anyway, so... This kid was something because there's been a lot of traffic over there because of this ridiculous, asinine, stupid, jackball, but brilliant Bill Gates picture, you know?
Oh, the Bill Gates picture showing him, I'll give you $5,000.
Oh, that, yeah, those, boy, I'll tell you, you really got a lot on the line with that one.
Well, hold on for a minute, because, first of all, trolling on the internet is one of the easiest things in the world to do. It's not a difficult thing to do. And I didn't really start that. It was started by somebody 3 years ago. This picture of Bill Gates, it says, I'll give you $5,000 if you share it. Okay. Well, what happened was more imbeciles than you could ever possibly imagine. And I mean possibly imagine. And one of the reasons why I couldn't possibly imagine it is because I was not taking into consideration the international reach of the internet. So we had all these people from Australia and New Zealand and people from God knows where, man, asking me in messages, is this stuff true? Can we get $5,000? I said, no, you cannot. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And most people are cool. They're like, oh, that's pretty funny. Ha ha. But there's one kid up there in Canada, and he was angry, and he called me a racist and all this stuff. And I looked at this kid, and I didn't quite know what I was dealing with, you know.
Yeah, the kid dies a Hell's Angel.
Well, he starts dropping the name Hell's Angels. He starts dropping these bike club names, and I had no idea who or what he was. So I told him to F off. I used a variety of insults, including bitch and your daddy's blankety blank and your mother's blank and, you know, just the usual.
Right. Same thing that I do.
Thank you, General. Yeah, the same thing you do.
What?
The same thing that I do. I won't suffer the... Well, I
won't talk to Margaret about it. Yeah, the General's far more...
I would be very surprised, General, if you were using that kind of language.
No, I you're right.
Yeah, so the... Well, what happened was, just to make a long story short, I started to feel sorry for this kid because I suddenly realized, I said, look, you know, I finally got tired of the going back and forth. So I said, you know what, you win. I'm going to leave now. You win. And, you know, Canada sucks. Some parting shot. And I said something to the kid about, you're just kind of a lonely guy, aren't you? And he came back with a picture of his hand full of money, right? And his answer was, no, I got these as my friends. But I realized that that's exactly what I was dealing with. I was dealing with some kid who had a whole lot of time on his hands and was not really, you know, didn't have anything other than to just bait people online. And I felt sorry for the guy, you know.
Well, now, was this boy, is he a high school student or what?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I don't feel very well.
Yeah, do you need a tampon?
I'm gonna kick...
Hey, watch it. God.
Even if I'm sick.
You don't look too good, Margie. You look all...
May I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I got a hold of, by mistake, some, what you call product.
Uh-oh.
What is product?
Where did you get that, Ms. Gray?
I got it from...
Did you eat some kind of a brownie or something?
Yes.
Are you stoned now?
I don't want to talk about that.
You're not feeling too good.
No, I'm not.
All right. Do you want to go home?
No, I do not.
Ms. Gray, you maybe ought to go home on account of your stone.
No, I will not go home. And by the way, I don't want anyone calling an ambulance either. I'm not going to be the butt of a joke like those Colorado people.
No. I mean, but I just noticed you're kind of pale and your voice was cracking.
Yes, I'm not feeling all that good. I ate some kind of a edible or a munchie, I don't know what.
Where did you get this?
That's none of your business, but if you must know, I was at a friend's house.
Were you offered it?
Yes, I was.
And you ate it?
No, Phil, it was injected. Yes, I ate it.
All right, but you did it willingly. It's not like anybody slipped it to you.
No, I did it absolutely willingly. I had no idea that I would still be feeling the effects.
When did you eat this?
This morning, about 8 o'clock this morning.
God, man, 8 o'clock this morning? Well, heck, that ought to be warded off by now.
I would think so, yes.
Well, it isn't.
Did you take a nap in between? Were you not? I mean, did anything...
No, I went about the business of my day. I found myself in Chatsworth briefly.
And what were you doing up there?
I have no idea, but I found myself in Chatsworth briefly.
And then you turned around?
Yeah. No, Phil, I'm talking to you from Chatsworth. Yes, I turned around.
So you... And where were you driving to?
I was driving to the Beverly Center.
You were driving to the Beverly Center?
Yes. And I was driving, and I was enjoying the music. And I noticed, and I was looking at what I thought was a fire. I thought perhaps there was a fire, but I realized that the temperature was it was a cool day, so I knew it couldn't be a fire. The clouds were very thick and dark. And it put me in mind of the Walt Whitman poem about the dark clouds. And there I was. I was going up to Panga Canyon, and I was in Chatsworth.
So, and you didn't violate the law?
No, I did not violate the law, but it was disturbing, not because I was stoned, but because I was in...
Yeah, you're in Chatsworth.
Well, that's disturbing.
Okay, I tell you what, Margaret, we'll take a break. You know, we don't have to discuss it. I mean, you ain't looking too good, but if you can do the show...
Yes, I think I can, but if you'll do me a favor, don't keep saying you ain't looking too good. I'll get better.
You want a little coffee or a Coca-Cola?
Yes, Bud, I'll have a Coke.
You want a diet or...
No, I don't need a diet.
Okay, McGray.
All right, so Margaret Gray on with us here tonight. She's stoned.
Hey!
Would you not do that?
Sorry. We'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and online, of course, on TuneIn. So check out TuneIn, and you can tune us in there, man, for free. Live feed on the Phil Hendry channel, and tune in every night at 7 o'clock. Famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Why was that stuck, bud?
What?
Well, the moving billboard on our homepage. It was stuck. It was stuck on Milwaukee Lines. Anyway, welcome back to the program. And so, Margaret, you're fine. We won't mention that.
Well, then don't mention it, Phil. The first thing you're doing here is talking about the fact that I ate a brownie. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, bud.
Yay!
Well, Margaret, if I may.
Go ahead.
Margaret Gray ate a brownie. She ate an edible from some pot dispensary in Woodland Hills.
I didn't know where it was from. I was given the brownie. I got stoned. I've been stoned.
And?
And we'll just leave it at that.
And you wound up in Chatsworth today.
Yes, I wound up in Chatsworth today, Phil. But, you know, there are a lot of people that wind up in Chatsworth, and they're not high. They have no chemical excuse. They go there willingly.
Oh, good point.
Among them, you, General.
You know something? I don't think that's right.
Let's forget about it, okay? Don't say where he lives.
You live there?
No, and I don't live there, but I've got friends there. I party there.
You party in Chatsworth?
You know, that's all I want to say about that.
All right, Phil Hendry Show presents here this evening Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is going to come on the line to talk about something that is happening, and I say happening, it's happening, or could be happening, is something that's being talked about in the National Football League. And with the Super Bowl coming up, we thought it might be opportune to bring this discussion to the table, and that is the possibility of a move by the St. Louis Rams back to the city of Los Angeles. Now, I know that this is not big news for fans in other cities, but it is if one considers the health, the vitality, the viability, the Viagra, the
Viscount.
The Viscount.
Yeah.
Anyway, if one considers all of that in the life of the National Football League. So Mr. Bozell is talking with us here this evening from his home in Corona, California. I understand because of the tough day you had, you're outside, right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm out here.
Okay, that's fine. You know, we just, because I want to explain to my audience what they're hearing in the background.
Yeah, well, people are hearing in the background, assumably, the pond. I built a pond for myself.
And you should tell people, Mr. Bozell, what the pond is for.
Well, the pond is for meditations and...
It's a place where you can go and reflect, correct?
I didn't hear that.
It's a place where you can go and reflect. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a place to go and mostly.
Good. You want to unstress from the stress out?
Well, you want to unstress from the tension.
Yeah. Sorry, I was doing a butt kick and impression there.
That was pretty good. Do it again.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's fine, but you sound like an idiot when you do it.
Well, that's because I'm doing the impression of an idiot. Oh.
Wow, buddy, got you on that one.
All right, bud. Way to take that crap.
No, you can get me.
Anyway, Steve, you're at home today, this evening, and we're here to talk about the Los Angeles Rams and the owner of the Los Angeles Rams, who is set to buy, possibly, he owns the St. Louis Rams. He's set to build possibly a stadium near Inglewood, near Hollywood Park in Inglewood. And I don't know whether he's going to build it, but he has purchased 60 acres of land, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Now, I want to just, before I go any further, I've got up in a tree here a squirrel that may do things during this interview. That's all I'm going to say, a squirrel that may do things during this interview.
Now, is this the same squirrel? No, it couldn't possibly be the same squirrel.
Well, you never know.
But we had a problem with Dean... You know, with Dean Wheeler?
No, it can't. I'm familiar with Mr. Wheeler's squirrel situation. I've heard your program. It can't possibly be. If I find out that this is the same squirrel and somehow has commuted between trees just so it can drive me, I'm going to tell you right now that the tension...
No, sir, I'm not saying that happened, okay? I'm not saying that I think that happened, but I'm just, I guess, double-checking sort of jokingly.
I'm going to tell you that... the tension and the problem I've had today.
No, I'm not saying that that's... No, it didn't happen.
All right, because if I find out that this is the same one, you understand?
No, it didn't happen, Steve. Okay?
It's kind of funny that you have the same problem he has, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure Mr. Wheeler's dealt with it better because he has an exterminator up there that deals with the squirrel. You hear that? See right there? That's why I think...
I didn't hear anything.
Wait a minute. I did hear something, Steve. I thought I heard an exclamatory statement from it.
You talk about a squirrel?
Yes, sir. Is that right?
What do you mean an exclamatory statement? What does that mean?
I heard the squirrel go, woo-hoo, as if it had been...
Did possibly had heard Mr. Bozell say something.
All right. Well, then hear this, squirrel, okay? Wheeler has an exterminator up there that I hear is hell on earth, okay? I mean, the exterminator's coming and hell follows with him. So you tell all the squirrels, wherever they may go and whoever they may be, the exterminator's coming and hell follows with him. I just looked up at the tree and said it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the one that ate the brownie. Oh!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but and I didn't eat any brownies. Did someone say there's a brownie?
No, Ms. Gray.
Phil.
Never mind. So, tell us, Steve, what's up with the St. Louis Rams?
Well, what's up with the St. Louis Rams, Phil, here on this Super Bowl day, on the Super Bowl weekend? If you pardon me, I got one eye at the tree and I got one eye on my copy here, which it sounds like I'm wonky. I'm not really wonky-eyed. I'm just saying, figuratively speaking, I've got an eye on the squirrel and I got an eye on the Ram copy. The owner of the St. Louis Rams has bought a large piece of land in Inglewood, California, that potentially could be used for an NFL stadium, according to multiple individuals with knowledge of the transaction. And they spoke to the Los Angeles Times on condition that they would be anonymous. Bill Fletcher and Tom Calhoun told this report, well, I thought they're supposed to be anonymous.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, it said on condition of an anonymity.
And then their names are right there, huh?
You hold on for just one. What'd you say? I don't like it. I don't like it.
You need to ignore that squirrel. It said on condition of anonymity, and there's two names there.
Yeah, Bill Fletcher and Tom Calcanion or something. Within the last month...
Well, that's something that writer will have to deal with, right?
Yes, absolutely, Phil. I'm a reporter, and if I say on condition of anonymity, I make damn sure I don't mention anyone's name unless it's a number of years later. For instance... Zsa Zsa Gabor was my source on one story, but I said at the time... Oh, she's dead, isn't she?
Zsa Zsa, I think she... Has Zsa Zsa passed on? I don't know.
Zsa Zsa, dear, I'm not going to say what story you were the source on, but she was the source...
Never mind, okay? I don't want to get into that. I got to talk to this guy here. Mr. Bozell here, about this Ram thing.
Oh, this guy here, thanks a lot. So what you got going, Mr. Henry, is basically a roundtable of mental midgets, and I'm what am I? I'm the next up on the line?
No, you're not. I'm trying to keep this organized. So the Rams owner, and what is this gentleman's name?
The owner of the Rams is a gentleman by the name of Stan Kroenke, or I don't know how to pronounce it, Cronkite or something.
Well, the name is Stan Kroenke, for God's sake.
Stan Kroenke. It's K-R-O-N-K-E.
No, I know that it's spelled in a very unusual way, but the name is Stan Kroenke. That's how it's pronounced.
I will have to disagree. I think it's Stan Kroenke.
Well, you don't know, and I think the general's right. Stan Kroenke. All right, so, Mr. Bozell, let's move on with the discussion here. The Rams, owned by this guy Kroenke, he has purchased 60 acres of land near Hollywood Park. Now, we do know that Hollywood Park has closed its doors, it's closed its stables. It has, it's basically, shut down the feed barn. There's no more hay for dinner. It has closed the smithy.
All right, Phil, we get it.
Sorry. So Hollywood Park doesn't exist. Now, what they're going to do is bulldoze that joint. My understanding is that it has already been earmarked for development, residential development.
Well, when you say earmark, I'm in the construction business, Mr. Henry, and I can tell you this right now. Anything's possible in the construction business. Anything at all is possible. You tell me that you're going to build nothing but homes, and a guy comes along and he's got a big fat wad of cash, and they all look like Benjamin Franklin and Ulysses S. Grant, and there's a couple of, Salmon Chases thrown in. I say to you, guess what? Your plan's just changed. Ooh, how do you feel? you know.
Well, all right, let's talk about that, because I did hear that the homes were going to be built there. Nonetheless, if there is a possibility that a stadium can be developed on that site, certainly this 60 acres fits the bill, including parking and so on and so forth. Any word on his reasons for purchasing this?
No. All I can tell you is within the last month, Mr. Kroninoki bought a 60-acre parking lot located between the Forum and Hollywood Park, according to individuals who spoke on condition of anonymity. Walmart originally owned the land but sold it after failing to get public approval for a superstore. Madison Square Garden Company, which owns the Forum, had planned to buy the lot for an estimated $90 million in order to require more space for parking and additional part of the pool of private.
All right, we're running out of time. Hold on. We'll be right back. Steve Bozell with us here as we talk about the purchase of 60 acres of land by the owner of the St. Louis Rams to get... to get what? To get approval for what? A stadium? Another, you know, a candy store? A Toys R Us? We'll find out. Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell coming back. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And by the way, this coming Sunday, we will have the expert commentary, I say expert commentary, of Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell as they are commenting on the Super Bowl. And that will be on Sunday afternoon, 3:30 on Phil TV in HD. And Bud and Steve, while we have you gentlemen on the line, Bud, you guys have anything planned extra special?
No, we'll just give an expert commentary and everything like that.
And we'll try and, you know, tell you the different plays. Not obviously that's what you do, but we also want to. And another thing is my pick this year is the Seattle Superhawks, which I really believe.
Not called a Superhawk, it's called a Seahawk.
I think I know. Oh, boy. You know.
He's right. It's Seahawks.
Okay, then I misspoke. All right, the Seahawk. I believe in them. I don't believe in them. I mean, I'm gonna root for. I believe they're gonna win. That's my pick.
Yeah, and I'm picking the Denver Broncos because I'm just gonna be a good guy about it. I was gonna pick the Seahawks, but Steve said I couldn't pick the same one he picked.
No, I never. Chuck, why do you make me sound like I'm a baby when we're on the air talking about?
All right, who do you want to pick, Bud?
I did want to pick. Well. I do want to pick the Denver Bronco.
The Denver Broncos, you mean?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then what are you talking about Seahawks for?
Because I did want to pick them, and now I don't.
Oh, he's so full of crap, his eyes are brown. Man, I went with the Seahawks early on.
Well, what is the final? You want the Seahawks, and you want the what?
I want the Denver Broncos.
You want the Denver Bronco, all right.
What do you think, General?
Well, I will tell you, I think Peyton Manning has shown himself to be very suspect in big games. I don't think he's going to play well. I think the Seattle Seahawks will take him apart board by board, brick by brick.
Oh, that's kind of hurt.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, thank you very much, General, for backing me up.
I wouldn't bet on the Seahawks either. I don't think, if I could, I'd say the game won't be played because both teams are incapable of reigning as champions. I'm General Galen Shaw. Thank you.
Oh, I like that.
Very bold pick.
I don't know.
Why are you so down on both teams?
Just because I'm a bold man.
All right. So, Steve, let's talk more here as Stu Kroenke buys this land near Hollywood Park, 60 acres. What have the Rams said officially?
Not commenting officially at all. The Rams have said basically they haven't confirmed or denied Kroenke purchased the land. They declined to comment on the situation and everything. Now, you know, the city of L.A. has been without an NFL franchise since the Rams and Raiders left after the 94 season. Relocating a franchise would be challenging, and the L.A. market has been used as leverage to get stadium deals in other cities, and this is the first time that an NFL owner has bought a piece of land in the L.A. area capable of commenting stadium, you know.
Well, wouldn't it be better to move a team here than a franchise than to have an expansion franchise?
I think it would, because the team would be established. You'd have a viable football team ready to compete theoretically with the other teams in the National Football League. You're going to have an expansion team, and that expansion team is going to hold on for a minute. Yeah, go get your mom. My daughter, April Jr.'s out here, and she's been keeping an eye on this squirrel, and I just saw it peek around, honey. I saw it peek around a corner. Go ahead, get Mom.
What are you going to do?
I mean, you know, I got to do what I got to do.
What are you going to do? I'm just curious.
If you have you got a BB gun?
Yeah, my wife has a BB gun.
Oh, God, you're not going to do that while you're on the air, are you?
No, but I'm not even going to shoot the squirrel. I want her to just show. Come here, April. Just show the gun. Make it evident. Yeah. So my wife is holding it above her head, kind of the way if you've seen any of the westerns with Indians where they go, hey, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about, Bozell? The squirrel is not going to be impressed with a gun being pumped over it. I have combat experience. If that worked, I would have done that in Vietnam.
Well, it's not going to work with a Viet Cong, but if you a squirrel, I don't know.
The squirrel, what, let me ask you a question. Do you think the squirrel is looking at your wife pumping this gun above her head and is in fear of some imminent attack from the humans?
I'm trying to tell you that this animal has a higher level of intelligence than most because it has been in this tree and it has been bothering me with its noises every time I come out here to either talk on the radio or to meditate or contemplate. Now, this is a pond that I built for me. And I wanted to have the peace and quiet and calmness of a poo.
Of a poo?
Of a pool. I was going to say a pool of water, but I know it's not really a pool. It's a pond, but it's not really a pond. So I was going to call it a poond or a pool. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's given me great comfort. And now I've got this thing. You see that? You hear that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's laughing. Are you showing it the gun or not? Show it the gun, honey. Well...
Okay, so let's continue, shall we?
Let's talk about the Rams. I don't really want to hear this ridiculous conversation. As you know, I've told everyone, Steve, that I've eaten a brownie. A brownie that has a high level of cannabis in it.
Yes, I did hear that.
All right, listening to you talking about talking squirrels is taking me too far out. Do you understand?
Well...
It's taking me too far out. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do, and I...
Thank you very much.
All right.
Just continue with the Rams.
All right. So the Rams have been unable to work out a stadium deal in St. Louis, and according to the terms of their lease, they are able to move after the 2014 season, which is the season that's coming up now, 2014. Last February, the Rams won an arbitration case against the St. Louis Convention Visitors Commission concerning upgrades to the Edward Jones Dome. The commission proposed spending $124 million to bring the venue up to date, but the Rams said the necessary renovation to cost about $700
million. $700
million? Woo! Man, that's a lot. It's a lot of simoleons.
Yeah, but $700 million better buy you a whole new stadium.
Yes, it would. They could build a stadium for $700 million. They could build a... And I guess maybe that's why the Rams are putting the price tag on it that they're putting on it, because that would essentially mean a brand new stadium, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. $700 million, that is an incredible amount of money, unless, of course, these cities are seeing a return on their dollar.
Well, see, that's the whole point. I mean, you're not going to build a $700 million stadium or even put renovation on the $700 million unless you're going to get a return on your investment. And it's quite obvious to me that these cities are seeing some, benefit, commercial benefit from the money they're putting into these ball clubs. Otherwise, it just don't make no sense. Now, to the extent that the money that they're making is finding its way into the right neighborhoods or into the right coffers to benefit the people directly, given any kind of issue you want to talk about, I don't know, because I don't run the politics of these towns. But there's no question that there's dollars that is coming in.
Well, the money's going to commercial interests. The money's not going... to the city. The money that is made with the National Football League team, the majority of that money, the mass amount of that money, is made by the individual commercial interests affiliated with a professional football team. It can be a local hot dog stand, hotels, parking, gasoline, all of the things that benefit with the addition of a large commercial concern like that. So it's like putting in a huge shopping center or something. So that's what they mean when they say that there's a lot of money coming into the community. It doesn't mean that money's going to go to, you know, a boys club, or it's going to go to...
But am I going to feed the hungry?
No, it won't feed the hungry, Robert. Don't be such a nincompoop. You can't be such a simple-minded nincompoop to think that money...
But I'm not trying to be a compoop.
Didn't say a compoop. He said a nincompoop.
Well, what I'm saying is, you can't be so simple-minded. Phil's right. The money that goes to these stadiums eventually flows directly to the coffers of the commercial interests. And from that point, then you may say, well, what are you going to do with that money?
Well, and most of those commercial interests are going to keep that money in-house as for capital investment, to take it as salary. I mean, they're not, we're not talking about the most generous of tendencies or trends when we see that kind of money.
But another thing, Mr. Henry, that's no reason to keep a team or a city from expanding a stadium. I mean, wow, you know, are you saying because a team don't pay the freight for some hungry for a hobo? Why don't you just go ahead and call it Hobo Central or something, man, for all the good it does? And
no, I'm not saying that you got to have. What are you talking about, a hobo? You mean homeless people?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you have to. I'm not saying you have to legislate that. Do whatever you want. Cities can say no. L.A. doesn't want to build a stadium. The taxpayers of the city of Los Angeles don't want to build a stadium. This is a very sports-crazy town, I can tell you that, man. You know, we've got two baseball teams, two basketball teams, two hockey teams, and yes, we probably would have two football teams if we had a stadium that did not involve taxpayer money, but it will, and to this point, that's why those teams have left. The Raiders, you know, you talk about a team wanting to come back to L.A. I always thought the Raiders wanted to with when Al Davis was alive.
Yeah, well, Al Davis ain't alive no more, so they're going to keep that team in Oakland. Why would you move that team out of Oakland? I mean, they are so cool. And hold on for a minute. No, baby, don't do that. My daughter's got a slingshot. She wants to get...
Tell them not to have slingshots and BB guns to hurt that animal. If the squirrel is talking to you or crapping on you or yelling at you, move somewhere else, okay?
Oh, yeah, great. So I have to move because there's a squirrel? Oh, baby. Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm going to tell my wife. Hold on for a minute.
No, Steve, we don't have time.
Mr. Henry said what we ought to do is move.
I didn't say you move. I said move out from under the tree.
Never mind. He didn't mean to move. See, my wife was already starting to jump up and down.
Yeah, no, I didn't say move. All right, well, anything else on this story?
Well, I mean, I think most football fans in the city of Los Angeles, and yourself included, Mr. Henry, because I know you're a Ram fan, would love to see the Rams return.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like everybody to know there is a great group on Facebook called Bring Back the L.A. Rams. You can go and like the page and lend your support to just the voice of the old L.A. Ram fans as we campaign to bring the Rams back to Los Angeles.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that is a possibility?
I don't know. I think it's kind of a flyby. I think it's sort of a pie in the sky. Probably not, you know. But I've never really joined any civic organization or any activist group for any reason.
Oh, that's great, Phil. So we have hunger, we've got all kinds of problems, but Phil's first activist group is the L.A. Rams.
God, Jerry, you do stuff with what is good for people.
Yeah, that does kind of surprise me, Mr. Henry. You know.
Hey, well, hold the phone here, okay? That doesn't mean I haven't raised money for good causes. It just means that I've not joined groups to do it, you know? So I've joined a group. Big deal.
Well, Phil, I wish you well, and I hope your conscience doesn't bother you, and I wish you well in the hereafter when you find yourself on that little rocket ride to hell.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you die and you find yourself sitting in what looks like one of those little cars on Space Mountain, only it's headed to hell, you know.
Yeah, you'll know, man. You'll know. Just like Patton said, you know, when you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a minute before was your best friend's face, you're heading straight on down to hell.
He didn't say that. Patton didn't say that.
Well, what did he say?
In the movie, what George C. Scott says is you'll know what to do. He didn't say you're going to hell.
Well,
you gotta get it right.
Thank you, bud. You do have to get it right. All right, Stephen, thank you, and we'll be looking into these matters as they continue. I want to finish out the hour talking about this ramp. The other thing is I want to finish out the hour talking about that punk kid, because I never got into the details of that, because you suddenly blurted out that you were stoned from...
I didn't blurt anything out. I was just, in the interest of full disclosure, I wanted everyone to know that I'd eaten a pot brownie this morning.
And you're feeling good, huh?
Yes, I'm feeling... Phil, you have to understand, I sang backup with Blue Oyster Cult and God, I forget.
Don't talk about Skinner, Leonard Skinner.
Not Leonard Skinner, it was Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, in the studio.
Yes.
So, all right, well, you're right, Margaret. You have your rock and roll credentials, and so therefore that must mean you've smoked weed. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Visit us online at philhendryshow.com. Don't forget, Sunday we have the Super Bowl on Phil TV. And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445 is our numbra. We'll take a phone call here and then get into some other discussion. Let's go to the west side. Hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing?
I was going to talk to you about that kid. She was talking about that kid.
The kid that it was on Facebook?
Yes, sir. The kid that you were saying was talking to you on the fan page, and he showed the water cash.
Yeah.
Do you know what country he was from?
Yeah, I was from Canada, but I mentioned that, didn't I?
Yeah, because if he was holding up a wad of Canada money, then I think I know who that kid is.
You do? Well, don't mention his name, man. I'm not here to embarrass him.
No, I know that, but that kid, I think I know who that kid is. Because he sends pictures out holding money and saying that he's flush or he's caked out, you know. And when you look closely at the money that he's holding, it's Canadian money.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's worth as much as American money is, you know. So
yeah, it's worth more money, American money.
Yeah, I think Canadian money is valued higher.
What is?
Canadian money.
The kid that's holding the money is got Canadian money.
Yeah.
You know, what I was saying was the Canadian money is not worth.
No, Canadian money is actually, I think, technically worth more. I think, in other words.
What do you mean it's worth more?
It costs more American money to buy Canadian money. Do you know what that means? What that means is if you want to buy one Canadian dollar, it will take more than one American dollar to buy that.
Right. How much is it worth?
Look it up, man. I don't know. I think it's like a $1.10 or something.
$1.10? What a jip. You're saying.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if you're saying that we got to spend more money to get Canadian money, then that's a jip. Yeah, like the guy said.
You think it's a jip?
Yeah.
Well, you were saying that the kid that I was talking about in Canada holding that wad of cash, if he's got Canadian money, you're saying that that's a joke.
Well, I think it's a joke because if he's got Canadian money, he wants to have that money, you know, to buy American stuff, right?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. He wants to buy American stuff, wants to buy Canadian stuff, wants to buy all kinds of stuff. You know, whatever, whoever accepts the Canadian dollar, that's what he, you know, wants to buy.
Well, nobody's going to take Canadian money if it's worth more. I mean, because that's an insult.
No, you got it all wrong, man. You got it all backwards. People will take Canadian money because it is worth more, because it does buy more than an American dollar was. If an American dollar gets $1 worth of things, a Canadian dollar gets $1.10 worth of American things. So it theoretically, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, what about Canadian stuff? What does it get there?
It gets a buck's worth of Canadian stuff.
Big deal.
Yeah, what's the big deal with that?
What's the big deal with what?
What's the big deal with a Canadian dollar? See, I was on your side until I heard that.
No. A Canadian dollar is worth a dollar in Canada. It buys a dollar's worth of Canadian stuff, okay? A dollar's worth of Canadian stuff is more than a dollar's worth of American stuff. It's a dollar ten more.
In what currency?
Yeah, in what currency?
In what do you mean, what currency?
What currency is it worth a dollar ten more?
In American currency.
Yeah, but you're talking about Canada.
Okay, you guys are doing this on purpose.
Well, I mean, I don't know, Mr. Harry.
No, hold on. These guys are doing it on purpose. They've done this before. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Margaret, because you're a reporter. You, Bud, have an excuse. You, Robert, you all of you guys are full of crap, okay? You understand?
You talk about a Canadian dollar worth $1.10 of American money.
Yes.
Okay, how much is a Canadian dollar worth?
I said it's worth $1.10.
No, in Canada.
It's worth a buck.
In what, Canadian or American money?
It's worth a buck in Canadian money.
But it gets $1.10 worth of stuff in American money.
Yes, it gets $1.10. No, it does not. American dollar in Canada only gets 90 cents worth of Canadian stuff.
You know something, Phil? I've always admired you, but even you are starting to bug me.
Wait a minute. A dollar... I guess it doesn't answer your question, does it?
It doesn't really. I can go ask my dad because he's smart.
Yeah, thanks a lot, kid.
Don't blame that boy, Phil.
I'm not blaming him. What I'm saying is, an American dollar, you go up to Canada with American dollar, right?
I can do that and go to Canada with a Canada dollar. Go to America with American dollar.
If you go to Canada, do you want Canadian money or don't you?
Take it easy, Phil.
No. If you go to Canada, do you want Canadian money or don't you?
If I go to Canada, I gotta have Canadian money.
Great. Now we're on the same page. So how do you get it?
I go and get some. I don't know.
You go with your American money. And you say, oh, hi, I'm an American, and this is American money. I would like Canadian money. Why? Because I'm going to go to Canada, and I'm going to buy some stuff up there in Canada. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you give them $5. That means you're going to get $4.50 in Canadian money back, or something like that. I was valuing it at $1.10, okay? You're going to get less for your $5.
See, that's what I mean about it being a jip.
Well, maybe it's a jip to you, bud, but in the world of international, in the monetary world of countries, you know, where currencies have different values, yeah, you know, that's how it is, man. And you're just going to have to wrap your lips around that and blow, as they say. All right.
You can't say that about me.
Well, I just did. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. I'm playing the sound of rain just in case it induces some rain, because it ain't raining, man.
Oh, this is lovely. Is this that group AFI that just irritates the hell out of you?
Yes, I thought I'd play this because it irritates you. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.